College Defender men's basketball team returns home to take on Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference contest this afternoon. Coach, this game matters for your team in that you're trying for a split of the season series with Nebraska Wesleyan. They got you down in Lincoln in overtime, a game that, looking back, we both felt probably slipped away, and so a little extra incentive for your team today if they don't need any more with just 8 games remaining in the regular season.
Yeah, Mike, hopefully, you know, there's a whole host of reasons why we need to come out and play well here today, and hopefully our guys recollected their thoughts a little bit since the loss to Mount Marty and are ready to go here.
That game with Mount Marty on Wednesday, you'd like to forget about it, but at the same time, it affects your team, it affects the coaching staff. What do you do to bounce back on Thursday and Friday to get ready for competition again on Saturday?
You know, I think you just really look for your competitive guys to step forward, and I think you start to see a little bit of separation with that sometimes in practice. So the day after a tough loss, I think you really appreciate your competitive kids like Cliff Warner and Trevor Walterstorff, and there's a bunch more. Sean Kaiser, guys who just really step up and really do a good job in that regard. Yeah, I do think you notice the absence of Tyler Walterstorff a little bit. Tyler is one of our tougher kids, like we've talked about before, and not having him there obviously hurt. Do think that we're going to be without him for a while, but I'm sure that we'll see some other people step up and fill that gap.
Nebraska Wesleyan, refresh my memory on what they do. I look at their stats. They don't score a ton of points, but they don't allow a ton of points.
No, they're a very good team defensively. They like to walk the ball up the floor, and it's really hard to get tempo. It's much easier to slow things down than it is to get it to a speed that you'd like it. And so that's what their strength is. They just keep the possessions very low. They keep the score very low, and they try to beat you at the end in a one- or two-possession game.
What do we have to look for in those first 5 minutes of the contest that will say, okay, this is a good game plan, or we've got to make some things up as we go? What do the first 5 minutes need to look like?
I think an easy indicator is going to be who's getting their shots, and if they're scoring baskets at places on the floor where they're comfortable. 24 Jackson, if he's knocking down a couple shots early, that's going to be that's going to be something that's going to be a big concern for us. If they're getting touches in the paint with Schweitzer and Johnson, and they're scoring with their backs to the basket, that's a concern for us. So I think those three guys, if they're getting buckets on certain plays and there's spots on the floor, I think that those are pretty good indicators of where we're going to be.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men getting set to face Nebraska Wesleyan. We're moments away from the start of this afternoon's contest. Let's take a look quickly at the starting lineups, and we're also going to be having some 1,000 Point Club members recognized here before this men's contest. We've got 4 gentlemen back on the Dort College campus being recognized today. They are Terry Krull. He scored 1,243 points, ranks 11th all-time. Graduated in 1978, he was the second leading scorer in Dort history at that point. He also grabbed 768 rebounds, was the career rebounding leader when he left Dort College. He's now second. Jerry Vandepaul scored 1,215 points. He's 12th all-time. He was third when he graduated in 1979. Warren Vandepaul scored 1,083 points. He's the 22nd leader scorer in Dort history. He played for Dort College from 1967 to 1971, and Dave Benesson scored 1,560 points over his career. He ranks 6th all-time at Dort College. Benesson also ranks 3rd in rebounding with 738 career rebounds. Let's take a look at our starting lineup then. First of all, for the visitors from Nebraska Wesleyan, they will start number 4, Trevor Johnson, a 6'5 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 10.5 points per game. Jonah Bradley is a 6-foot junior from Norfolk, Nebraska. He averages 8.4 points per contest. Number 12 is Byron Thompson, a 5'9 sophomore from Centennial, Colorado. He's averaging 4.5 points per game. Number 24 is Eric Jackson. Jackson's a 6'2 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's averaging 12.8 points per contest. And Tim Schweitzer is a 6'8 junior from Bedford, Iowa. He is averaging 9.4 points per contest. So there's your starting lineup for Nebraska Wesleyan, 8-9 overall, 3-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Under Coach Cam Shucknick, it's Johnson, Bradley, Thompson, Jackson, and Schweitzer. Fort Ord College, they will counter with Cliff Warner, a 5'11 senior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 15.2 points per game, the newest member of the 1,000-point club. He's averaging 15.2 points per outing, along with about four assists per contest. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 9.4 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff's a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. He's averaging 14.1 points per contest. He continues to close in on the number two spot in the all-time scoring ranks. He has over 1,700 career points. Kyle Lindberg, he is averaging 6.8 points per game. He's a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida. And Jordan Vogel wears number 43. He's a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 12.1 points per game. Dort College enters 16-5, overall 8-4 in the conference. They are coached by Ross Dalma in his fourth year as head coach at Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's pause now for our national anthem performed by the Dort College Pep Band. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. This Nebraska Wesleyan men's team, 3-5 on the road, 1-5 in GPAC road games. They have lost four games in a row since a 61-56 win over Morningside to open 2013. The losses in that run include a double overtime loss to Dakota Wesleyan, a 5-point loss on the road at Dona, and a 4-point loss on January 16 to Briarcliff. This is no slouch of a 3-9 GPAC team. The Dort College men, 16-5 overall, 8-4 in league play. They're 1-2 in their last three games. The defenders have allowed over 71 points per game in each of their five losses. They've been held to 70 or less in four of those losses. Dort College is coming off a loss to the Mount Marty Lancers on Wednesday night. It's bounce-back time for the defenders. Cliff Warner averages a team-high 15.2 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is good for 14.1 points per contest. Wesleyan trailed Briarcliff 36-29 at halftime, but couldn't get over the top and lost 66-62 in Lincoln on Wednesday. Dort College lost to Mount Marty 77-60 after trailing 36-30 at halftime. Dort College had one lead in the second half near the midway point of the period, but couldn't maintain the advantage. Cliff Warner had 21 points. The defender men trail this series 15-8. They lost the game in Lincoln 71-69 back in December. The game was tied 61-61 at the end of regulation. Dort College had a shot to win at the end of overtime, but missed. Austin Kachi led Dort College with 16 points. Jordan Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff had 11 points apiece. Chris Severs and Cliff Warner both accounted for 10 points. Trevor Walterstorff had 9 points and 8 rebounds. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We are underway with the basketball. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. and Kyle Lindberg. He hands it off left side, Trevor Walthersdorf, Dort College with the basketball in the first possession of the contest. Warner, lob pass over the top for Lindberg. Lindberg tries to save it in, and just a little bit too high on that pass. A little closer to the hoop, and Lindberg flushes it through. Instead, it's a turnover on the Dort College defenders. Wesleyan with the basketball. Pass goes left side, Byron Thompson. Thompson gives it off to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with the ball to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson to Eric Jackson. Jackson to Thompson. Thompson down to the baseline. Thompson has it swiped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan will call the play in a huddle, very similar to what Dort College does. They don't go with a number out front. They pass it over to Thompson. Thompson on the right side. Thompson gives it up to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson to Jackson. Three-pointer is good. Beg your pardon, that was Jonah Bradley. Bradley with the three-point basket. The Dort College defenders trail 3-0. Round the horn they go. Austin Kachi, right side, Cliff Warner. Warner with it over to Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Austin Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel off of the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. We're down. We have Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 3-2. Byron Thompson with the basketball. They pass it to Eric Jackson. Jackson got hot late in the game in Lincoln in December. Shot on the way by Jonah Bradley. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Feeds Kachi. Kachi right side to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg on the right side. Back over to Kachi. Kachi left side. Warner. Warner with the ball on the left wing. Cliff with the basketball. He passes left side over to Lindberg. Lindberg backing his way in over to Cliff. Cliff right side. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf underneath Vogel. Vogel soft touch. Good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College forcing it down low, trying to get their big man involved right away. Dort College leads it 4-3 on back-to-back buckets by Jordan Vogel. With the basketball, high post, Tim Schweitzer. Underneath Jackson. Jackson on the drive. His layup is good. Eric Jackson with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-4. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg goes right side, Warner. Warner with the ball, looking for the cut. Walt. Walt off the glass, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Walthersdorf leads the team in free throws shot with 108 and free throws made with 72. That figures out to 67% for the season. Free throw on the way for Trevor Walthersdorf. First one is up and good. Walthersdorf rainbows that one through and we're tied. 17:50 remaining, first half. Deadlock 5-5. Another free throw on the way by Walt is up and good. 6-5, Dort College in front. Walthersdorf with another 2 points to add to his career total. He now has 1,768 career points. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. They pass over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, they get it underneath. Posting up is Johnson. Trevor Johnson, shot in the lane, is good. Trevor Johnson makes it a 7-6 ball game. Dort College down by a point. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a fight for position down low, and that's going to go on Jordan Vogel. Vogel picks up his first personal with 17:27 left to go in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Down a point are the defenders. Shot inside, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan to throw it in on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jonah Bradley to trigger it. Bradley looking, gets it into Thompson. Thompson into the lane, shot blocked by Warner. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf over to Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court. Lindberg back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, and Cliff is fouled on the play by Byron Thompson. Thompson commits the foul with 17:07 remaining. Jordan Vogel will check out. Chris Severs will check in. Throwing the ball in will be Kyle Lindberg. Dort College is down a point at 7-6. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Hassled there by Thompson. Right side, Kachi. Kachi three. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 17 minutes remaining. We've just gotten a good start to this contest. Warner inbounds, gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Lindbergh at the top of the key, passes right side, Kachi. Kachi looking for Severs underneath, and we've got a foul on the play called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer has just picked up his second personal foul. 16:51 remaining in this first half. Sean Kaiser will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Wesleyan will check in. Sas Karame. Karame checks in. Tim Schweitzer checks out with two early fouls. And Coach Cam Shucknick over on the Wesleyan bench giving Chris Wiedenfeld an earful right now. Pass goes underneath Severs. Severs against Karame. Severs shot no good there for the tap-in. Walterstorff no good. His return tap is good. Walterstorff relentless on the offensive glass. 8-7 our score, Dort College by one. And they pause for a moment to get the shot clock reset. Wesleyan will inbound length of the floor in front of them. So Dort College leading by a point. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Bellius Matter member FDIC. Thompson with the basketball out front. Thompson working against Warner. Looking down low. Still has the basketball. He feeds it to Bradley. Bradley will put up the jumper. No good. Rebound corralled by Severs. Outlets over to Warner. Here's Cliff into the front court. Cliff with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Trevor. Trevor on the left side. Now Sean Kaiser. Dort College playing with a one-point lead. Kyle Lindbergh with it on the wing. Lindbergh back out front. Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Lindbergh reverses Warner. Warner gives it up. Severs. Severs. Spin move. Left hand. Good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. Dort College leading 10-7. 15:55 left to play in this first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. Trevor Johnson. Johnson feeds it right side. Bradley. Bradley gives it off to Eric Jackson. Eric Jackson is fouled on the play. They'll wave it off before the shot went. Foul called on Dort College and Sean Kaiser. Kaiser whistled for the personal with 15:45 remaining. 15:45 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball inbounding. They get it to Karame. Karame goes underneath Trevor Johnson. Johnson back over to Karame, and Karame is fouled on the play, and that's going to be number two on Vogel, I believe. So Jordan Vogel picks up his second personal foul with 15:39 remaining, and Dort College will go with a smaller lineup. Nathan Rindles checks into the contest. Throwing it in is Andrew Matisse. Matisse gets it into Thompson, guarded there by Rindles. They get it off to Eric Jackson. Eric Jansen with the two-point basket. The Dort College lead is one at 10-9. Rindles with it, looking down low, back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kaiser, Kaiser, Severs. Severs again with the left hand, it's good. Chris Severs with 4 points. Dort College leads 12-9. Right now, Sas Karame unable to keep Severs out of the lane. Pass goes right side, Matisse. Matisse with the ball. They go high post to Karame. Karame right side, Johnson. Johnson with the basketball to Jackson, and Jackson is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Trevor Walterstorff. That'll be number one on Walterstorff with 15:01 remaining in this half. Free throws on the way for Eric Jackson. Jackson averaging 12.8 points per contest. He'll shoot a pair, as they say he was shooting. 12-9, Dort College leading by three. Well, good to see the student section back and filled to near capacity. Seemed like a long Christmas break without the students here for a couple of home games. First free throw by Jackson is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Jackson, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 12.8 points per game. He's got six so far. Dort College leads 12-11. 12-11 our score. Cliff Warner with the basketball setting the offense. He goes right side, Nathan Rindles. Zone defense applied by Wesleyan. So they couldn't control the post players. They go high post, Severs. Severs into the corner. Kaiser. Kaiser three, buries it. Sean Kaiser with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 15-11. 4-point advantage for the defenders. Biggest lead of the ball game thus far. 14:30 remaining in this half. Pass goes high post to Trent Scheidel. Scheidel with the basketball. Scheidel gives it up down to the baseline. Cut off on the play was Andrew Matisse. Lob pass down low to Karame. Karame trying to muscle his way in. It's good. Seth Karame with a 2-point basket. North College leads 15-13. Cliff Warner with the basketball out front. Warner gives over to Kaiser. Kaiser at the free throw line into the corner. Rindles. Rindles left side looking down low for Severs. Severs working on Karame. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Karame. Karame with the rebound gets it away. Thompson. Thompson with the ball on the right wing. Back over to Karame. Gambling for the steal. And we have a foul called before the shot on Sean Kaiser. Trevor Walterstorff gambled for the steal. And the foul came before the shot for Sean Kaiser. That is number two with 13:48 remaining. Kaiser and Walterstorff will check out. Lindbergh and Kachi are back in. Dort College leads it 15-13. Throwing the ball in for Wesleyan will be Jonah Bradley. Bradley to Trigger. Bradley left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Trey Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. Bardsley on the right side. They look down low. Instead, they feed Karame. Karame throws it away. Well, it's so easy to say post up your guards, but you end up with players in positions they're not used to making passes and plays from, and that time Karame trying to make a post-entry pass to his guard who is posting up Nathan Rindles. North College gets the ball. Cliff Warner buries a three. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. North College leads 18-13. 5-point advantage for the defenders. With a basketball, this is Jonah Bradley. Bradley right side to Scheidel. Scheidel with the ball to Karame. Karame gives it up Bardsley. Bardsley drives in. His floater is good. Bardsley with a 2-point basket. North College leads 18-15. Cliff Warner into the front court. Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side. Rindles on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Severs banks it in. Chris Severs with the 2-point basket. North College leads 20-15. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
You have so much.
Our score. The Dort College defenders lead Nebraska Wesleyan. 12:48 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. With a basketball out front is Scheidel. Scheidel to Bardsley. Bardsley gives it up Bradley. Jonah Bradley with a basketball. Bradley averaging 8.4 points per game. He's got it on the right side. Goes to Karame. Karame guarded there by David Denherder. Comes right side. And we've got a foul away from the ball. Who's it going to go on? Sas Karame whistled for the personal. He got called for an illegal screen at the 12:23 mark of this half. Team foul number 4 on Wesleyan. North College has 5 fouls. So David Denherder checked in for one possession there. Now he's back out and Chris Severs is in. With the basketball out front, Warner. Warner goes high post, Severs. Severs back to Cliff. Cliff off the bounce. Left wing three, missed it, no good. Rebound saved in by Severs, and Severs saves it off of a Nebraska Wesleyan player. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Severs playing with a little energy here this afternoon. Jordan Vogel in some early foul troubles. He's got 2. So Dort College trying to piece it together. A little different looking lineup. You got Kachi, Rindles, Severs, Lindbergh, and Warner on the floor right now. Playing shorthanded again without Tyler Walterstorff. Ball inbounded to Kachi. Kachi, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the deck. He's going to drive down to the baseline. Feeds Rindles. Rindles, layup, good. Lindbergh the assist. Nathan Rindles the bucket. as he found the soft spot in the middle of the lane. He's got his first basket of the day. 22-15 our score. Thompson with the basketball. He goes high post to Scheidel. Scheidel back to Thompson. Thompson, they're daring him to shoot the three. They get it underneath Scheidel. Scheidel, turnaround with the left hand is good. Scheidel with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 22-17. Lindbergh with the basketball. He gives it up to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the deck. Now left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff on the dribble. Back over to Kyle. Kyle 15 feet from the basket. His pass is deflected, taken back by Kachi. Kachi will put up the 18-footer, buries it. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. 24-17, Dort College by 7. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Thompson. Thompson out front to Trevor Johnson. And now the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Austin Kachi. Trevor Walterstorff checks out. Nathan Rindles will go to the bench. So Walterstorff checks into the contest. Walterstorff on the floor defensively. Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Byron Thompson. Thompson out front. They go Eric Jackson. Right side Thompson. Thompson, Scheidel. Scheidel, they don't double team him. He puts the ball on the floor one time. Now a scoop shot, no good. Rebound corralled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball over to Cliff. Cliff into the front court. Cliff feeds the trailer. Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking down low for Severs. Instead, right side, it swing pass over to Warner on the three-point line. Kyle Lindbergh back out front to Warner. Warner left side, Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Kachi with the basketball, looking for the post-entry pass. Instead, has to go out front for Walterstorff, and we've got a blocking foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Jonah Bradley got called for the personal. And for Jonah Bradley, that is his first with 10:30 left to go in the first half. Team foul number 5 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 17, Dort College inbounding. Throwing the ball in will be Warner. Warner gets it in. Ball is deflected and taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Turnover. Here comes Wesleyan. Into the front court, right side. Three. No good. Rebound. Lindbergh. Let's see if Dort College can run. Here's Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh feeds the trailer. Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Back out front, Cliff Warner. Warner underneath Severs. Severs down to the baseline. His fadeaway is good. Chris Severs with 8 points. Dort College leads 26-17. 10:04 remaining in this first half. Dort College leads it by 9. 10:04 left in the half. Back with more after this timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead at 26-17 at the 10:04 mark of this first half. Dort College with a 9-point advantage. And so far, the pacing of this contest, more to Dort College's liking than Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan wants to keep it in the 60s. Dort College would much prefer a game in the 80s. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Byron Thompson brings the basketball up for Nebraska Wesleyan. Thompson, pull-up 17-footer, no good. Rebound corralled by Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up court himself. Trevor into the front court. Right side, Reese Beaver. Beaver, Lindbergh. Lindbergh straight on three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Now stolen back by Lindbergh. Lindbergh doesn't have the numbers. Feeds Warner. Warner at the top of the key, about 7 feet out. Beaver tries for the post-entry pass and gets called for a travel. 9:34 left to go in this first half. Dort College leading 26-17. Bringing the basketball up is Thompson. Thompson goes left side to Jackson. That's Eric Jackson. Back over to Thompson. Thompson on the right side. Feeds it to Scheidel. Scheidel top of the key. Eric Jackson. Eric Jackson back over to Scheidel. Scheidel double teamed. Outside Matisse. Matisse down to the baseline. Matisse has it tipped away by Chris Severs. Severs will have to check out of the ballgame. David and Herter checks back in. Severs playing extended minutes with Jordan Vogel in foul trouble. Pass out front to Byron Thompson. David and Herter back into the contest. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Trevor Johnson. Johnson gets the shot to go. That's Andrew Matisse, and he's bumped on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf at the 9:02 mark is his second. Nathan Rendell's back in. Trevor Waltersdorf is out. Checking in is Tim Schweitzer for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Matisse will shoot one. He's an 88% free throw shooter. Free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Lindberg. 26-19, Dort College by 7. Warner, left side, Beaver. Beaver with a basketball. Dort College mixing and matching on the lineup right now. Shorthanded to begin with without Tyler Waltersdorf. Now they've got a couple of players with two fouls each, and you don't want them to pick up their third here. Lindberg with the basketball. Flips it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. David Denherder gets called for a foul out on the floor. 8:33 left to play in this half. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer is a 46% free throw shooter. 17 of 37 this season. Free throw is up off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. 8:30 and counting. First half. Dort College by 7. With the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg, Rendell's. Rendell's tries to wrap it around and didn't have the right personnel down there. It was Cliff Warner flashing through the lane. And Rendell's tried to shovel it off to him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 8:20 left to play in the half. Byron Thompson out front, his team down by 7 with a basketball. They go out front, Jackson. Jackson to Thompson. Thompson not much of a threat to shoot the 3. He's going to put it on the floor and try to penetrate instead. Comes back, left side. And a travel violation called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Kachi, Kaiser, Severs check in. Den Herder, Lindberg, Warner check out. 8:03 left to play in this half. Dort College with the basketball. Rendell's running point. Rendell's with the basketball. This is the first time Warner has had a break in play since last week in the loss to Dakota State. Chris Severs on the other end with 10 points, and the defenders are back up by 9, 28-19. Right side pass, it goes to Schweitzer. Schweitzer posting up, gets it to Jackson. Jackson on the cut, he's got 8. 28-21, Dort College up 7. Right side pass, Austin Kachi. 7:28 left to play in this half. Austin Kachi will drive right hand, draws the contact, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. Austin Kachi leans one up, puts it down, and he's fouled, and Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot one. As I was saying, Cliff Warner played all 40 minutes in the loss to Mount Marty on Wednesday night of this week. He also played all 40 in the win over Midland last week Saturday, and now gets a break. Austin Kachi makes the free throw. Dort College is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And they have their biggest lead of the ballgame at the 7:21 mark of the first half, 31-21. Bringing the basketball up for Wesleyan is Trey Bardsley. Bardsley goes left side. They feed it to Matisse. Matisse to Bardsley. Bardsley looking down low. They go for the high-low pass, and Sean Kaiser fights it off that time as they tried to post Trevor Johnson up. Kaiser giving away an inch or two, but he's able to fight it off and tip the ball out of bounds. Now Dort College can set the line and set the defense again. Wesleyan inbounding. They get it in out front to Schweitzer. Schweitzer looking down low. Instead, they go to the perimeter, Jonah Bradley. Bradley, bounce pass through the lane, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Not a bad defensive sequence that time by the defenders. Wesleyan tried to post up. They tried to go high-low. Dort College's guards, Sean Kaiser and Austin Kachi, were able to fight off the post-entry passes on two possessions. Rendell's right side, Kachi, Kachi, Kaiser, Kaiser, Kachi, Kachi, three, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Kaiser. Out front, Severs. Severs, kick out, Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Wesleyan. Here they come, Schweitzer. Schweitzer gives it off to Bradley. Bradley with the basketball, Bardsley. He wants to reverse it. They go left side. Feeding inside, easy shot for Trevor Johnson. He's got four. Dort College leads 31-23. Three new players coming in for the defenders at the next dead ball. 6:10 remaining. First half, right side it goes Kachi. Kachi into Kaiser. Kaiser deep right corner. Dort College spreading the defense out. They get it to Beaver, short corner. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi, Kachi, three, no good. There for the tap-in, though, is Kaiser, no good. Gets his own rebound back. It's still down on the floor. Tapped out to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Into the corner, Beaver. Beaver, double-team. Rindles. Dort College can reset it. Kachi with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles with it at the point. He goes right side, Kachi. Wesleyan in a zone right now. Dort College having trouble attacking it. Kachi goes high post. Severs, kick out, Kaiser. Bang, bang, bang. Great possession that time by the defenders. Capped off by a three-point shot by Sean Kaiser. They showed some patience. They didn't take what wasn't there. And the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 34-23. Wesleyan basketball. Facing up from 17 is Matisse. Back over to Bardsley. Bardsley a wide open three and he knocks it down. 5 points for Bardsley. He gets that one from the right corner. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College by eight. Sean Kaiser with it on the post up. Kaiser wraps it around Severs. Severs reverse layup. Good. He's got 12. Dort College leads by 10 again. 36-26. And we're going to have a line change. Five in at the next break for Dort College. They go left side. Does Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. They get it out front. 17-footer is good for Wesleyan and Tim Schweitzer, his first of the game. Dort College leads 36-28. 4:20 left to go in the first half. Beaver with the basketball. He goes over to Kaiser. They're looking down low for Severs. Severs gets it, puts it up. A lot of contact and a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against Austin Kachi. Foul called on the defenders against Austin Kachi. For Kachi, that's number one with 4:14 remaining. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College leads at 36-28. Five new players in for the defenders. You've got Warner, Walterstorff, Vogel, Lindberg, and Aaron Van Buck seeing his first action of the day. Van Buck, a sophomore from Orange City. Jonah Bradley, an 82% free throw shooter, shooting the one and one. He makes the first one. It's a 7-point game at 36-29. Another free throw. This one's up and good as well. 36-30. So back-to-back buckets by Wesleyan to cut a 10-point lead down to six. Van Buck with it on the right side. Aaron back over to Trevor. Trevor finger roll good. Trevor Walterstorff with 6 points. Dort College back in front, 38-30. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bardsley working on Warner. Pass tip controlled by Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Jonah Bradley. Bradley with it on the right wing. Bradley looking for Sass Karame. Karame passes left side to Bardsley. Bardsley. Jackson, three, is good. Eric Jackson with the three-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 38-33. Nebraska Wesleyan hanging around. Then bucked underneath. Vogel, kick out Warner. Warner, three, bang, bang, bang. Knock it stiff, Cliff Warner. 41-33, Dort College by eight. 3:23 left to go in the half. Wesleyan with the basketball, Bardsley. Bardsley across the timeline, comes back over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley with the ball. Bradley working on Trevor Walterstorff. They go high post, Eric Jackson. Another three, bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle into the front court, looking for Vogel down low. Instead comes out front, Cliff Warner. Warner underneath Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the play by Sass Karame. Karame whistled for the personal with 2:56 remaining. That's foul number two on him. So the foul on the play called on Karame, and Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Vogel had the first 4 points of the basketball game. And now he will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity, trying to reestablish a double-digit lead if he can knock down a couple. Vogel is a 2-for-3 free throw shooter, 66.7% for the year, 57 for 87. He makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. He can extend it to 10, 2:56 left to go in the half. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. This one is up, and this one is off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out by Waltersdorf. Warner, the floater, off the glass, good. Cliff in among the trees. He's got 8. I was just going to say, I don't know if you want to do that, but he kisses one high off of the glass, and the defenders trail by, lead by 11, 44-33. With the basketball, Trevor Johnson. Johnson back over to Bradley. Bradley to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball out front. Thompson testing the waters. Into the corner, Jackson, and another three for Eric Jackson. He's on fire right now. Dort College leading by 8, 44-36. Lindberg with the basketball. Van Buck. Van Buck right side, Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner out front, Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the left wing. Kyle with the basketball, looking down low. Instead, tries to feed it out front. Warner has to track it down, and did a Nebraska Wesleyan player touch it? They did not. It'll be Wesleyan basketball after the Dort College turnover. Jackson's last shot was just a two-point basket, not a three. So Dort College with a nine-point advantage. Thompson has the basketball. Thompson goes to Schweitzer, guarded by Chris Severs. Vogel has just checked out. Trevor Johnson with the ball. Back over to Jackson. Jackson missed it. Rebound taken down by Severs. Into the front court is Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi straight on, nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff to Severs. Severs. Lindberg has to pick it up. Comes back to Cliff Warner. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Warner back over to Kyle. Kyle short corner, Austin Kachi. Kachi right baseline. Gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles tests the waters, nothing there. Back over to Kachi. His three, no good. Followed his own miss. Gets it back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Rindles. Rindles with a hustle basket. Nathan Rindles with a putback. Dort College leads 46-35. 1:15 remaining. First half of play. Pass goes left side of the basketball. They feed it, and a block. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Cliff Warner. Now the referee's conferring, and I don't like the looks of this. 106 left. Initially, the call was a block on Cliff Warner. Now the referees, they've got all three heads together. So Cliff Warner has just picked up his first personal with 106 left. And going to the free throw line will be Trevor Johnson for the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Trevor Johnson. He's got 7. Dort College coming back the other way, leading 46-38. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles out front. Rindles over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Severs, and Severs is pushed from behind by Trent Scheidel. 55.6 seconds remaining in the half. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 on the way for Chris Severs. Severs with 12 first half points. So Chris to shoot the 1-1. Free throw is off the mark. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Scheidel. 53 seconds remaining. Thompson will bring the basketball up the floor. Thompson feeds it off left side, Jackson. Jackson to Scheidel. Scheidel back over to Bradley. Bradley driving in, puts it up, blocked by Lindberg. Rebound Rindles. Rindles, long pass ahead to Warner. Warner lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. 31.2 seconds left to go in the half. You'd like to have that one back and hold it for the last shot. 29 seconds and counting now. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball, down 8. Thompson will take the ball up. He's got it at midcourt. Nebraska Wesleyan will hold for the final shot of the half. Thompson with his feet in the center jump circle, dribbling, working up against Warner. 10 now to shoot. He's got it on the left side, picks up his dribble, looking, feeds it underneath Scheidel, and he got wide open. Trent Scheidel with a two-point basket. Warner, desperation heave, is no good. It's 46-40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by 6 at halftime. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 46-40. Dort College has led by as many as 11. The last time at 46-35, Nebraska Wesleyan gets the last 5 points of the half, though, and they cut the deficit from 11-5 at halftime. The Dort College defenders led unofficially in scoring by Chris Severs with 12 points. Nebraska Wesleyan is topped by Eric Jackson with 13 in the first half of this contest. Let's take another break. Be back with a look at the numbers for the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College, 19 of 34 from the floor, 55.9%. 4 of 12 on threes, 33.3%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 16 of 26 from the floor, 61.5%. 3 for 7 on threes, 42.9%. 5 of 7 on free throws, 71.4%. Rebounds, Dort College has out-rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan 22-7 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College has 7, Nebraska Wesleyan has 5. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan with one steal apiece in terms of team steals. Assists, Dort College with 8, Nebraska Wesleyan with 6. Chris Severs with 12 points. He's 6 of 9 from the floor. 8 for Cliff Warner. 6 for Sean Kaiser. 6 for Trevor Waltersdorf. 5 for Austin Kachi and Jordan Vogel. 4 for Nathan Rindles for their total of 46. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 13 for Eric Jackson. 7 for Trevor Johnson, 5 for Jonah Bradley, 5 for Trey Bardsley, 4 for Trent Scheidel, 2 for Tim Schweitzer, 2 for Andrew Matisse, 2 for Sass Kerme for their total of 40 points. Dort College is led in rebounding by Kyle Lindberg with 5, 4 for Sean Kaiser, 3 for Chris Severs, 2 for Cliff Warner. Chris Severs credited with 2 assists. While Nebraska Wesleyan's Byron Thompson has 3 assists and Andrew Matisse has 2. 46-40, Dort College by 6 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Other GPAC basketball games taking place today. Hastings is at Briarcliff. Midland is at Mount Marty. Doan is at Morningside. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan will be playing tomorrow afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinaway is a broker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, 4640, Dort College up at halftime. Back with more after this. Games in progress right now. We've got a few scores to report to you. Here's how they're shaking out right now, and actually we have all four games reported now. And no real surprises. Hastings leads Briar Cliff 42-40. That's a Hastings team that is 7-5 in the conference, playing a 7-4 Briar Cliff team in Sioux City. Figured to be a good matchup coming into the afternoon. Midland at 7-5. Facing a Mount Marty team in Yankton, South Dakota. Midland leads Mount Marty 43-31 at halftime. And early in the second half, Doan at 9-3 leads Morningside in Sioux City. Morningside is 6-6. That's Doan 42, Morningside 40, early in the second half of that contest in Sioux City. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second half comes up right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Second half just underway. Nebraska Wesleyan inbounds. They get the ball to Jackson. Jackson out front, wheels his way through, puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Cliff and Nebraska Wesleyan and Eric Jackson. Jackson picks up his first personal with 19:47 left to go in the game. Charging foul whistled as Jackson took it up into Cliff Warner. Warner that time set long enough he was growing roots. Dort College with the basketball left side. Waltersdorf into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff steps into a three. That's a swish. His third of the day. Dort College leads 49-40. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Out front it's Trevor Johnson. He goes right side. Jonah Bradley gives it off to Jackson. Jackson round the horn they go. Jackson corner three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College off the deflection. That's Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. He feeds it Warner. Warner left side. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi looking down low. Vogel. Vogel gets it to go and he's fouled. Tim Schweitzer has just picked up the personal with 19:01 left to go in the contest. His third. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Jordan Vogel to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, and he does so. Jordan Vogel with 8 points, and the defenders have scored the first 6 points of the second half. They lead by 12, 52-50, and a foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf in the backcourt. That's number three on him. Foul number one in the second half on the defenders as a team, and Trevor has just picked up his third. We'll see how long Coach Ross Dahme elects to stay with him. Maybe change some things up defensively. They give it off to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball at midcourt. Thompson has it. Trying to isolate. They get it left side. Jonah Bradley. Bradley takes it in against Trevor Waltersdorf. Instead, they kick it out. Jackson. Jackson Thompson. Thompson thought about the three. Shot is blocked by Lindbergh, but a foul called on Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh called for the personal with 18:38 left to go in the game, and Trevor Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's one for one today. He's got a 40% success rate this season, and he makes that one. 26 for 62 now is Johnson from the free throw line this season. Trying to make it a 10-point ball game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Johnson an unlikely 3-for-3 from the free throw line this afternoon. Comes in a 40% free throw shooter, but he's 3-for-3 today. With it right side is Warner. Warner trying to find Walthersdorf on the short corner, and instead it's tipped and controlled by Jonah Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley gives it out front to Byron Thompson. Thompson, they go down low. Shot is up. A block by Vogel, but a foul on Vogel, and Vogel has just picked up his third. 18-14 remaining. Two free throws on the way for Trevor Johnson. Johnson has gotten to the free throw line three times this afternoon. He's got 9 points and now 10. I've got to check if this is correct on his free throw shooting. Trevor Johnson, number four for the season, 24 for 60, sure enough. He's 4 for 4 today, though. Second free throw of this sequence is up and down. He's 5 for 5 today. 52-44, Dort College, after scoring 6 in a row, have surrendered 4 in a row. They lead by 8, 52-44. Austin Kachi into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi, Kachi left side, Warner. Warner, loud play over the top, Lindbergh dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with the slam dunk on the alley-oop from the left wing by Cliff Warner. Warner with the assist. Wesleyan's pass, left side Thompson. Thompson trying to find Trevor Johnson underneath. Instead, they go out on the perimeter. Shot no good by Schweitzer. Dort College will take that. They get it over to Warner. Dort College up by 10. Lindbergh will drive, kicks it out. Three. Good! Three-point basket, Cliff Warner. Dort College leads 57-44. A Baker's Dozen advantage for the defenders. 17-20 left to go in regulation. They go high post to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, Johnson, Johnson, Jackson. Jackson step back 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Here comes Dort College in transition. Cliff on the fly. Cliff feeds it right side. Kachi, Kachi, Lindbergh, Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Looking. Feeds it. Seavers. Seavers on the left elbow. Reverses. Back over to Kachi. Kachi spinning. Back over to Walt. Walt. Layup. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Jonah Bradley. Bradley picks up the personal at the 16:49 mark of this contest. Dort College leading by a Baker's Dozen. 57-44. For Cliff Warner, he has made 4 threes today. He's got 196 three-pointers for his career. First free throw is up and down for Trevor Wolf. Walthersdorf with 7 points, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Walthersdorf came in 72 of 108 for the year. He's 75 of 111 now. Two twos and a pair of free throws in the first half. And he makes that one. He's got 8, and the defenders lead 59-44. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders, leading by 15. Wesleyan over the basketball in the backcourt, Matisse. Matisse hands it off to Byron Thompson. Thompson will bring it across the timeline. Dort College showing some token pressure. Now they retreat. With the basketball is Thompson. Thompson goes right side, Bradley. Bradley, left side. Swing it around to Matisse. Matisse drives in, stolen by Warner. Cliff with another steal. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Cliff, behind the back pass over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Seavers. Seavers against Karame. Missed it, but there for the tap-in. Cleaning up the mess is Trevor Walthersdorf. 61-44, Dort College by 17, and Cam Shuknick has seen enough for right now. He wants a timeout. 16-11 left to go in this ballgame. Dort College 61, Nebraska Wesleyan 44. Timeout charge to Wesleyan, back with more after this. 16-11 left to go in regulation. Dort College leading at 61-44. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on a Saturday afternoon as Dort College tries to win their 17th game of the season. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball, trailing by 17 on the road. With it out front is Eric Jackson. Jackson had the hot hand earlier. Sean Kaiser now given the job of trying to slow him down. They pass into the corner. Thompson, Thompson, three, missed it, no good. Dort College will take that all game long. Dort College over the basketball. Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Warner, Warner, right wing. Out front, Trevor, Trevor, bounce pass, Severs. Severs against Karame, and he is fouled on the play. Who's it going to go on? It's going to go on Eric Jackson with 15:40 left to go in the game. That's his second. Byron Thompson this season has not attempted many threes. That's not much of his game. He's 6 of 18 entering the game from the free throw line. Pass comes out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball, back over to Cliff. Let's see if Dort College keeps the foot on the gas. They get it underneath Severs. Severs, soft touch around the hoop, and Severs has 14 points, all on two-point field goals. And the defenders lead by 19, 63-44. Coach Ross Dommel wants the defenders to keep the foot on the gas. He's up off his seat. Pass goes left side. Jackson, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College with the basketball. Into the front court. Warner, Warner, left side. Waltersdorf comes back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, boom. Five for Cliff, 17 for the game. He's got five threes, and the defenders have opened up a 66-44 advantage. They have outscored Nebraska Wesleyan 17-4 to start this second half. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Dort College limiting Nebraska Wesleyan to one and done. Warner with the basketball. Off the bounce, another one, no good. That one just skimmed out, and he was this close. Fingers just a couple millimeters apart from his sixth three-pointer of the game. Wesleyan with the basketball. They feed it down low to Tim Schweitzer. Back over, left side, shot no good, another one and done. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh with the basketball. This is not Wesleyan's game. They do not want to take shots early in the shot clock. Lindbergh from the right side with the left hand, no good. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan driving the other way, shot by Bradley, blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan will have the basketball. Severs, Waltersdorf, Kaiser are out. Vogel, Rindles, Kachi are in. You've also got Lindbergh and Warner still on the floor. 14:09 left to go in regulation. Dort College by 22. With the basketball, left side is Trent Scheidel. Scheidel feeds it back out front to Bardsley. Bardsley with the basketball. He comes back over to Gieselman. First time we've seen Gieselman tonight. Gieselman will drive in. His wild shot, no good. Fight for the basketball and an over-the-back foul, or a pushing foul, called on Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh whistled for the personal with 13:55 left. That is team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Wesleyan will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They throw it in over the top to Bardsley. Bardsley working in against Rindles. Rindles not giving any ground. Comes back outside. Bardsley, right wing, beyond the three-point line. Gieselman. Gieselman dribbles to the wing. Nothing there and thrown away. Turnover on Tim Schweitzer. Dort College will get the basketball back. They threw it away. Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing the ball up is Cliff Warner. Warner with it right side. Warner gets it away. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right side, and he tries to feed it into Rindles, and it goes out of bounds, tipped by Jonah Bradley. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College, over the first 6 minutes and 33 seconds of this second half, have limited Nebraska Wesleyan to 4 points, and Dort College right now in the midst of a 14-0 run. With it, left side, Warner, Warner, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. We've got three players down. Vogel, Rindles, and a Nebraska Wesleyan player all tangled up underneath the basket. Reese Beaver is going to check out of the ballgame. For Wesleyan, shaken up on the play is Tim Schweitzer. And Schweitzer will get up a little groggy. Three players went down. And Schweitzer being attended to right now by Nebraska Wesleyan training staff. He will have to check out of the ballgame, I believe. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Trent Scheidel to inbound the basketball. And they get the ball inbounded to Thompson. Thompson with the ball. Thompson out front. Now a pass through the lane. And it's tipped. Last touch by Dort College. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have it in front of the Wesleyan bench. They get it into Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. He goes back over to Matisse. Matisse to Scheidel. They come back around the horn. Ball deflected by Lindbergh. Scheidel in the lane. Back over to Sass Karame. Karame in the lane. His jumper is no good. Rebound cleared by Kachi. Dort College continuing to limit Nebraska Wesleyan to one shot, and they're finished. Foul called on the other end. That's going to go on Karame. Karame and Vogel have been butting heads all night. Karame has just picked up his third with 12:45 left to go in the game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College in front by 22 right now. Rindles throws over the top, finds Reese Beaver. Beaver with the basketball, gives it up Rindles. Rindles on the right side. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes over to Severs. Severs, Kachi, Kachi left side. Kachi with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. It's going to go on Jordan Vogel, and Vogel has just picked up his fourth with 12:33 remaining. 12:33 left to go in regulation. Vogel just picked up his fourth personal, so he's going to check out for a while. Byron Thompson will bring the ball up for Wesleyan. Dort College leading. 66-44, Dort College. And a foul called on Lindbergh, trying to fight through a screen. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his third. 12:24 left to go in the game. Clock can't wind down fast enough right now. Another foul. Dort College sends Nebraska Wesleyan into the bonus. Wesleyan to trigger it. Throwing it in is Gieselman. Gieselman finds Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson on the left side. Thompson, jump stop, shot, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Nathan Rindles. Rindles has just picked up his personal. Our officials, by the way, for tonight's contest, Chris Wiedenfeld, Jason Slaughter, and Kevin Cook. Free throw on the way for Thompson. Thompson, a 61% free throw shooter, and that breaks the string of 14 in a row for the defenders. Byron Thompson makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 12:16 left, Dort College 66, Nebraska Wesleyan 45. Second free throw is up and good for Thompson. Thompson averaging 4.9 points per game. He's got a pair there, 66-46. Rindles into the front court. Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 12:09 left to go in regulation. The defenders use their first timeout. Back of the more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 66-46. Dort College leading by 20. 12:09 left to go in regulation. Games in progress. Mount Marty and Midland, that one hasn't been updated yet. We'll try to force the issue there. Morningside leads Doan 56-53. And for those of you who listened on Wednesday, yes, I did double check. And yes, Morningside is leading Doan 56-53. Yours truly reported an erroneous score on Wednesday evening, so I'll make sure that I double check things. Right now, Morningside leads Doan 56-53. That's with about 7.5 left to go up in Sioux City. Ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. Warner with a basketball. No report on Hastings and Briar Cliff in the second half. Left side it goes Kachi. Kachi underneath to Severs. Double team. Swing it around. Back over to Kachi. Three ball. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Severs with the basketball on the offensive rebound, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan's Trent Scheidel with 11:54 left. Cliff Warner to inbound the basketball. Warner gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. It'd be nice to see Austin make a three or a couple today yet. Get back on track. Reese Beaver, right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. He's missed his last couple threes. Left side it goes to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in. Back over to Beaver. Beaver, the sophomore from Sioux Center, driving. Reverse layup. Good. Not a bad move by Reese. Reverse layup. Used the basket to protect him. And he gets the two-point basket to go. 68-46, Dort College. Back up by 22, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. They were at 66-44 for a long time. With the basketball out front is Byron Thompson. Thompson, 17-footer, is good. Thompson with four. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. This will just be a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 68-248. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College leads Nebraska Wesleyan 68-48. And the defenders work it around the perimeter. Walterstorff down to the baseline. Reverses it back over to Warner. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Throwing the ball in will be Warner. Warner triggering, looking for Beaver. Gets it into Reese. Reese back over to Cliff. Cliff deep left corner. Off the bounce. Cliff Warner. Warner got the step on Jonah Bradley, and Bradley commits the foul. Well, Cliff won't take it in deep very often, but that time he was able to draw the foul. And he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Cliff with 17. Five made three-pointers. And he misses a free throw. That's a rare occurrence. He's 52 of 62 coming into the ballgame. Misses the first one. He's got another one on the way. Cliff closing in on 200 made threes for his career. Cool hand Luke Reuter at 211 for his career. So he's the career record holder. But right now, Warner gaining with 197. Warner makes his second free throw. Dort College up 69-248 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Left side pass Thompson. Thompson ball fake, puts it on the deck. Passes right side to Schweitzer. Schweitzer left side to Johnson. Johnson penetrates back over to Jackson. Jackson long rebound off of the missed shot. Comes back over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley's three no good, and Chris Severs has played a whale of a game today in the paint. For the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner left side, Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing. Lindbergh gives to Walt. Walt in the lane, spins, flips it up with the right hand. Good. 12 points for Walt. Dort College leads by 23, 71-48. With it on the right side is Trevor Johnson. Johnson, they feed it down low to Schweitzer. Schweitzer back out to Thompson. One and done. Here comes Lindbergh. He gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball up the floor. Walthersdorf, the trailer, Sievers. Sievers out to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walt. Walt, Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Flips it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball out front is Byron Thompson. He feeds it left side off to Eric Jackson. Jackson, right side Thompson, might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Feeds it down low. Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson, turnaround from 10. Missed it. No good. Wesleyan cannot make baskets here in the second half. They've got one field goal through the first 11 minutes of this second half. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. That is incredible. Wesleyan has scored 8 points here in the second half. 9:01 left to go in this ball game. They've got one field goal, a two-pointer by Byron Thompson. The rest of them coming on free throws. Pass comes in to Kachi. Kachi with the ball out front. Right side it goes Warner. Cliff with the basketball, looking down low for Vogel. Vogel spins, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Vogel fouled on the play by Schweitzer. Schweitzer picks up his fourth personal with 8:52 left to go in the game. To the free throw line will be Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair. Vogel with 8 points in limited action. York College's bigs have gotten a pretty productive day, though. 22 points between Sievers and Vogel combined. Free throw by Jordan is up and good. Vogel now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Dort College expands the lead to 72-48. Another free throw on the way. This one's up, this one's down. Jordan Vogel with 10, and the defender lead is 73-48. Bringing the ball up is Nebraska Wesleyan. Continuing to scoreboard watch, Doan leads Morningside with 2:27 left to go in the game by one. Back the other way, Trey Bardsley knocks down a three. 73-51, Dort College in front. Kaiser with it out front to Vogel. Vogel back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Instead, goes off the dribble. His 17-footer from straight on is good. Austin Kachi with 7. Dort College leads 75-51. 8:18 left to go in regulation. Dort College by a couple dozen. Bardsley with it. Bardsley on the left elbow. Bardsley feeds it right side over to Trevor Johnson. Johnson to Bardsley. Bardsley feeds it down low to posting up Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer, jump hook in the lane. Good. He's got 4. Dort College leads 75-53. 7:50 left to play in the game. Kaiser drives in, left side, picks up his dribble, goes to Vogel. Vogel off the glass, too strong, but there for the tap-in is Trevor Walthersdorf. Another offensive rebound and another tap-in for Trevor Walthersdorf. Enjoy it while it's here, these seniors for the Dort College defenders. Home games dwindling for that group of 5. Pass goes left side, Bardsley. Bardsley with it on the wing, and it's kicked out of bounds by Cliff Warner. It'll be Dort College on defense. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Throwing the ball in will be Andrew Matisse. Matisse throws it in to Karame. Karame on the right side. They get it over to Andrew Matisse. Matisse, the leaner in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser, and again it's one and done. Here come the defenders. Kachi to Warner. Warner will set the offense. Set play for the defenders here. Driving in is Walt. Walt with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. By Wesleyan. Dort College, though, with a steal. Shot no good on the follow attempt by Austin Kachi. And Nebraska Wesleyan withstands the rush. Sass Karame with the basketball. Karame with it on the right wing. 6:40 and counting. Dort College with this one in hand. 77-53. High post, it goes Scheidel. Scheidel, Jackson, Jackson, Karame. Karame off the glass, no good. Tap in by Karame is good. 77-55, our score. Well, they'll give the two-point basket to Scheidel instead of Karame. Dort College leading 77-55. Right side it goes Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel on the high-low pass. Back over to Sean. Sean, three, open look, no good. Rebound taken away, weak side. Nebraska Wesleyan trying to trim it under 20. They can do so with a made three. Timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan and Cam Shucknick. 6:05 remaining in regulation. Dort College 77, Nebraska Wesleyan 55. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Timeout charged to Nebraska Wesleyan, trailing 77-55, 6:05 remaining in this one. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Wesleyan basketball, right side it goes to Andrew Matisse. Matisse with the basketball, he gives it up to Jackson, and we've got a foul away from the ball. I believe that's going to go on Chris Sievers. Chris Sievers whistled for the personal, his first, with 5:57 left in regulation. Free throws on the way for Sass Karame. He's a 57% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Well, they've just gone final in Sioux City. Doan holds off Morningside 68-66. So this Doan College team showing some fortitude. They win their 20th ball game of the season. They're now 10-3 with that win. Karame missed the free throw. Dort College has it, leading by 22. 5:48 left in regulation. Lindbergh around to Rendles. Rendles over to Warner. Warner back screen. They go it again. Lindbergh with the slam dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College by a couple dozen again. 79-55. The assist to Cliff Warner. With it on the right side is Andrew Matisse. Steal by Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf is held at midcourt. Trevor Waltersdorf held at midcourt. He'll go in and shoot a 1-1. Otherwise, it was going to be drop the hammer time. Gieselman will check into the contest. That foul charge to Andrew Matisse. Matisse picks up his second. Team foul number 5 on Nebraska Wesleyan. So Matisse picks up his second. Free throws on the way for Trevor. 1-1 opportunity. First one on the way for the senior from Sioux Center is good. 9 points for Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 80-55. 5:26 left to go in regulation. It would appear Dort College has this one in hand, barring a big comeback by Nebraska Wesleyan, and they would have to get cooking. They've only scored 15 points in the second half. Waltersdorf makes both free throws. He's 6-for-6 today. Dort College leads 81-55. 5:19 and counting. Thompson step back, drops it off inside to Gieselman. Gieselman feeds it back outside Matisse. Round the horn they go, and it's thrown away by Trent Scheidel. Dort College gets the basketball back. 5:10 left to go in the contest. Dort College hangs on to win. They'll be 9-4. Northwestern was idle. They'll sit with 3 losses. Doan will stay at 3 losses as well in the conference standings. Lindbergh dumps it down low for Sievers. Sievers count the hoop, and he's fouled. And Chris Sievers, he's been a load to stop. Dort College leads at 83-55, pending the 3-point play opportunity. 4:53 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner will check out. Reese Beaver checks in. That foul charge to Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer fouls out with 4:53 remaining. Chris Sievers will shoot the free throw to try and complete the 3-point play. Trevor Waltersdorf checks out. That might be it for Trevor tonight. Another free throw on the way for Chris Sievers. Sievers 0-for-1 from the free throw line. One for two as he makes that one. 17 for Chris. Hort College leads 84-55. Well, we say it every week, but a big week coming up next week for the defenders. They get it inside. Shot short, no good. Rebound taken away. Missed shot in the lane by Travis Gieselman. Here comes Hort College. Left side pass, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it off to Beaver. Beaver underneath Severs. Severs is called for traveling. Severs tried to turn baseline. David Denherder will check in. Chris Severs checks out. Severs will get a well-deserved round of applause from the home crowd. 4:27 and counting. Wesleyan with the basketball. Jonah Bradley with it. Bradley to Trent Scheidel. Scheidel, right side, Johnson. Johnson gives it off. They're looking down low to Thompson. Thompson feeds it to Scheidel, and Scheidel gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. David Denherder picks up the personal. For David, that's number two tonight. Denherder, a sophomore from Sioux Center, Iowa. Younger brother Michael Denherder, a senior at Western Christian this past week, committed to Dort College, intends to continue his career at Dort College on the basketball team. Missed free throw by Wesley, and Dort College has the basketball. Reese Beaver throws it away. Intended for Nathan Rindles. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan inbounding. Wesleyan throws it in. Over to Jonah Bradley. Bradley right side, Trevor Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Gives it up Scheidel. Scheidel to Thompson. 3:50 and counting. They feed it down low for Scheidel. Scheidel puts it up over the top of Denherder, gets it to go again, and Denherder is called for his third foul. 3:44 remaining in this ballgame. Well, I thought Severs was done, but Chris is going to check back into the contest. So Trent Scheidel goes to the free throw line, and he makes that three-point play opportunity. He's got 11. And the defenders lead 84-60. So five straight. Pass underneath Rindles. Rindles layup good. Backdoor cut by Rindles. He got free. And the defenders lead 86-60. 3:27 left to go in this contest. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. They feed it underneath Scheidel. Scheidel back outside to Thompson. Thompson to Johnson. Johnson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, and the lid is on pretty tight for Nebraska Wesleyan on the other end. Left side pass, Aaron Van Buck. Three ball, good! Aaron Van Buck with the three-point basket. Good to see Aaron knock one down. 89-60. Dort College leads. 2:55 left to go in the contest. Wesleyan with the basketball. Trevor Johnson puts it on the deck. Johnson feeds it back outside. They drop it off, intended for Johnson. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Everybody's looking at each other, and they go around the triangle. And it looks like it'll stay with Nebraska Wesleyan, and nobody's offering up an argument. Lindbergh and Rindles check out along with Chris Severs. 2:46 remaining in the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan trailed 46-40 at halftime. It has not been a good half for them, though, on offense. They've been limited to 20 points. With the basketball is Bradley. Bradley's shot no good, and a foul called on the other end against Trent Scheidel. Scheidel has just picked up the personal. David Denherder will go to the free throw line. He will shoot free throws. So Denherder to shoot a 1-1. Beg your pardon, this is a double bonus. So two free throws on the way for David Denherder. First free throw for David is good. 6'10 sophomore. Dustin Dalman checked in as well. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. 90-60, Dort College leading. Timeout, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Denherder's second free throw rattles around, won't drop through, and the score remains 90-60 after Nebraska Wesleyan exhausts their final timeout. of the contest. 2.5 and counting with the basketball out front. They feed it high post to Sass Karame. Karame gives it up to Trey Bardsley. Bardsley, the floater, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Elliott Christians. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. So Jordan DeBoer checks into the contest. Jordan has seen limited play this season. He is a 6'3 sophomore from Hudsonville, Michigan. Bounce pass inside. Layup is good for Trent Scheidel. Scheidel with 9. Dort College leads 90-62. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a lead in the basketball. They get it into Dustin Dalma. Dalma with the basketball in between the circles out front. Dustin passes right side, Jordan DeBoer. DeBoer over to Christians. Christians drops it inside for Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up. Good. David Den Herder with 3 points. Dort College leads 92-62. With it on the right side, Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Andrew Matisse. Floater in the lane and a blocking foul called on David Den Herder. Den Herder evidently inside the charge ring. 92-64. The drive to the basket for Gieselman, and he got the layup to go. He's fouled as well. So another free throw on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. 1:40 left in regulation. Dort College will be hosting Morningside in a pivotal contest this Wednesday. And from here on out, they're all pivotal. 7 games remaining for the Dort College defenders in the regular season. Playing from a game down in the standings. Got to catch 2 teams in the standings as well if you want the conference title. Missed free throw. Dort College with a rebound. They get it over to Dustin Dalma. Dalma over to Van Buck. Van Buck out front. Elliott Christians. Lob pass underneath to David Den Herder. And Den Herder is hacked on the arm by Travis Gieselman. Gieselman commits the foul with 1:27 left. So free throws on the way for Dort College and David Den Herder. Den Herder with 3 points. First free throw on the way for Den Herder is good. He's got 4 points tonight. Another free throw on the way for Den Herder. 1:27 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up, and the free throw in and out. No good. Rebound tapped out by Elliott Christians, but a foul called on Elliott Christians, and we will walk the other way and shoot more free throws. Well, this game was scooting right along. Now it's ground to a halt. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, 93-64, now 93-65. On a made free throw by Phoenix Passy. Phoenix Passy makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. This one's off the mark, no good. Rebound saved in by DeBoer underneath the Nebraska Wesleyan basket. They come away with it. Three-pointer is good for Bardsley. Bardsley with 11 points, and the defender lead is 93-68. Dalma goes right side, Van Buck, Van Buck with the ball. Van Buck looking, comes back outside to Elliott Christians. 1:05 remaining in that ball game. David Den Herder with it at the top of the key, goes right side, Van Buck, and we've got a foul called underneath the basket. That's going to go on Phoenix Passy. Elliott Christians will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. First free throw by Elliott Christians, the freshman from Cedar Rapids, is good. He makes them both. So Elliott's got a pair. Dort College leads 95-68. Under a minute left to go in this contest. Dort College with a basketball. The tone set for this one early in the second half when Dort College got it rolling. Driving in is Bardsley. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Jordan DeBoer comes up with it. He saves it in over to Dustin Dalma. Dalma with the basketball, 37 seconds and counting. Dalma passes it right side, Van Vucht. Van Vucht with the ball, underneath intended for Elliott Christians. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 29 seconds and counting as they inbound the basketball. They get it in to Christians, and Christians is fouled on the play, and Elliott will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. So the Dort College defenders, Elliott Christians, will go to the charity stripe. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way. So Elliott Christians makes the first one. He's got another one coming. This one's up and good. So Christians now with 4 points. Dort College leads 97-68. Bringing the basketball up is Wesleyan. Wesleyan driving in is Bardsley. Bardsley feeds it down low. Comes back out front. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Dustin Dalma. Dalma with the basketball. And that's going to do it. Our final score, Dort College 97, Nebraska Wesleyan 68. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a recap of today's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders victorious, 97-68. And lots of things happening as I speak, and multitasking. I can do a little bit, but five at the same time is a little difficult. Where was I? I don't have the numbers yet. Here we go. Dort College took a 10-point lead at 31-21 with 7:21 left to go in the first half, and led 46-40 at halftime. The tone for this one set, though, in the early in the second half, as Dort College outscores Nebraska Wesleyan 14. Well, I've got to recheck that. 20-4 to turn a 6-point lead into a 22-point advantage at 66-44, and it was never much of a ball game after that. Dort College wins 97-68 by the eventual 29-point difference. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Waltersdorf and Cliff Warner. Warner had 5 threes and a 2 to go along with a free throw. He had a total of 18 points. Trevor Waltersdorf, 6 points in the first half, 16 in the second half. And now Dort College wins their 17th game of the year. They're 17-5, 9-4 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 8-10 and 3-10. Tell you what, let's take a break and try to gather our thoughts. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. First, Dort College 35-60 from the floor, 58.3%. In the second half, they were 16 of 26. 8 of 20 for the ballgame from the three-point line, 40%. 19 of 24 on free throws, 79%. Nebraska Wesleyan 25 of 57 from the floor, 9 for 31 in the second half. They went from 61.5% to 29% shooting. Nebraska Wesleyan 5 for 15 from the three-point line, 13 of 19 on free throws. Dort College on rebound to Nebraska Wesleyan 45-22. Turnovers dead even at 11 apiece. Dort College 4 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan 2 steals. 9 assists for Nebraska Wesleyan, 16 for the defenders. Cliff Warner led all players with 18 points. 16 for Trevor Waltersdorf. 10 for Jordan Vogel. Chris Sievers had 17 off of the bench. 6 points for Nathan Rendles and Sean Kaiser. 7 points for Austin Kachi, 4 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for Elliot Christians, 4 for David Den Herter, 3 for Aaron Van Vught. 13 points for Eric Jackson, 13 points for Trent Scheidel, 11 points for Trey Bardsley, 11 points for Trevor Johnson. 5 points for Jonah Bradley, 4 for Byron Thompson, 4 for Tim Schweitzer, 2 for Andrew Matisse and Travis Gieselman, 2 for Sas Karame, 1 for Phoenix Passy. 12 rebounds for Kyle Lindbergh, 8 rebounds for Chris Sievers, 8 for Trevor Walterstorff, 5 for Sean Kaiser. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 4 rebounds for Travis Gieselman, 3 rebounds for Jonah Bradley. 3 assists for Byron Thompson, 2 assists for Andrew Matisse. For Nebraska Wesleyan, for Dort College, Kyle Lindbergh had 5 assists, 2 assists each for Chris Sievers, Trevor Walterstorff, and Cliff Warner, 2 steals for Warner. Dort College improves to 17-5 overall, 9-4 in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 8-10, 3-10 in the GPAC. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Coach Ross Dama has made his way out of the locker room and have pried him away from some recruits, and we will get some comments from him and then send him on his way so he can get back to some more work before he finishes up the week. Coach, first 10 minutes of the second half, I don't know that your team can play a lot better defense than what you did against Nebraska Wesleyan and limited them at one point. We were 11 minutes into the second half yet. They had 8 points, 6 of them on free throws, the other one on a field goal. Really came out of the locker room, made some adjustments, and played well in that second half.
We did, Mike, and just credit our guys. I thought we did some things well in the first half. They were just hitting, I thought, some tough shots, and our guys stayed with it, stayed positive, and I thought we really asserted ourselves defensively, like you said, in the first 10 minutes.
In that first half, you were on the verge of pulling away, and then they'd get a bucket. They were able to ride Eric Jackson's hot shooting in the first half. He ends up with 13 points, and I believe all of those came in the first half.
They were, yeah.
A big part of slowing Nebraska Wesleyan down is slowing him down.
Yeah, I thought our guys, Austin Tachi, Sean Kaiser, Reese Beaver, I thought those three guys did a good job on Jackson. I thought we did some other things a little bit better in terms of helping out on him in the second half as well, especially with Chris Sievers and Jordan Vogel and Kyle Lindbergh.
You got in some foul trouble. You had to go with a little different lineup. It wasn't always pretty, but those guys didn't allow Nebraska Wesleyan to make any big charges or big runs against you when you had to mix up the lineup.
Right, and we know with Tyler out that we have to do some things a little bit differently and maybe be a little bit more creative, and had some guys get some opportunities today that Reese, I thought, did a really nice job off the bench. I thought Nathan Reynolds was solid, and Aaron Van Vught gave us some minutes there, too, in addition, of course, Chris and Sean. The guys that typically are part of that rotation there.
Talk a little bit about the adjustment Nathan Rendles had to make coming in as a freshman, and you're asking him to be a combo guard, basically. Sometimes he plays two, sometimes he plays point, and as a point guard, he's got to control this team. What kind of transition has it been for Nathan Rendles?
Well, he's extremely competitive. He's definitely one of the most competitive kids that we have. Yeah. And that helps him with the transition. He's pretty smart, which he needs to be, because a freshman who's playing both the point and the off, there's just a lot of different reads and sets and things to take into consideration. He does a good job with that. But he just plays so hard, and he gets some hustle baskets like he did tonight, and it just gives himself and our team a chance.
Morningside on Wednesday, they fought Doan down to the buzzer today, ended up losing. Morningside's going to come in as a very dangerous team on Wednesday.
They're very good. They really put together some back-to-back games with Mount Marty and Northwestern, and now they play Doan very tough to the end. We have to obviously be ready for it. It's just another game that we focus on solely. We don't worry about anything else other than Morningside at this point. That's where our focus needs to be, and hopefully we get another outstanding crowd like we had today.
Coach, I will let you go back to work. Congratulations, got a win. And now, like we said, big game coming up on Wednesday. Let's go get him next week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. I believe we've given you all the numbers. We're going to try to tread water and see if we can get a final on Hastings and Briarcliff, and it has just gone final. Hastings knocks off Briarcliff in Sioux City, 82-74. So Briarcliff falls to 7-5. Hastings improves to 8-5. Let's take one break. We'll be back with a rundown of all the GPAC scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
It's the pledge American students recite every morning. Now, this pledge means something greater, especially for the young men of this country. By law, men have a civic duty to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. So if you're a young man, do your part to keep America strong. Register with Selective Service. Register online at www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at the post office.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard, and things look like this in terms of the women's basketball scores. Briarcliff over Hastings, 79-70. Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan, 80-63. Mount Marty over Midland, 81-64. Morningside drops Stone, 78-71. Men's play, Hastings over Briarcliff, 82-74. Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan, 97-68. Midland over Mount Marty, 78-56, and it was Doan over Morningside, 68-66. Women's standings look like this: Concordia 11-1, Morningside 10-3, Briarcliff 9-3, Northwestern 8-4, Mount Marty 8-5. Dakota Wesleyan plays tomorrow; they're 6-5. Dort College is now 7-6. Hastings is 6-7. Midland is 3-10. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-12. Doan is 0-13. Men's basketball. It was Hastings over Briarcliff, 82-74. Dort College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 97-68. Midland over Mount Marty, 78-56. Doan over Morningside, 68-66. Doan is 10-3. Northwestern is 9-3. Dort College is 9-4. Briarcliff is 7-5. Hastings is 8-5, along with Midland. Morningside is 6-7. Dakota Wesleyan plays tomorrow. They're 4-7. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-10. Mount Marty is 3-10. Concordia is 2-10. That will do it for this evening's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR, and that is the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.